Hey, what's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary, and we're back for another amazing episode. Why? Because we have another amazing guest. This show is all about our clients. It's all about our the members of our community, real people. Excuse me. Average people doing extraordinary things, and this morning is no different. We have a gentleman, Dan, from Idaho, who is a full-time employed bus driver. He started running his own truck company when he was 20 years old. He's hauled cattle, potatoes, various agricultural commodities. He's trucked almost every state in three provinces of Canada. One of the things that he said inside of his, you know, questionnaire when we sent it to him when he filled it out to come on the show, he said, "I read a quote that said, if you didn't come from a wealthy family, then a wealthy family must come from you." And so we're going to hear his story today. And one thing that I want you to remember is that each and every person on the Wake Up Legendary show is an actual client who's not been prepped or scripted. We have no intention of these interviews except to give you the, you know, real life, real world experience of what it's like to actually buy a course on the internet, start learning and learning curriculum and knowledge to develop a new skill, and then go from learning to launching that new skill on the internet. And that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing to do, right? There are some people who don't do that, who can't do that, who give up, who expect it to be some form of employment, who expect that it's going to be done for them, who expect a paycheck after 1 or 2 weeks. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen. There's some people that come in with unrealistic expectations for some reason or another. Although we're all adults, and the truth is that building a business is not for everybody. And so what we're going to hopefully give you on today's show and all of the other nearly 1,000 episodes where I've organically, authentically, and transparently interviewed our clients here on Wake Up Legendary is an actual look into what it actually is going to take for you. And we've been doing these shows since the beginning of the pandemic, since March of 2020. So it's not like we just started doing these shows. We've been doing these shows so we can give people that realistic perspective of what it's like. And here, what are some of the limiting beliefs that they had to overcome? That's what this show is all about. And so despite the people who may have tried this or something else and it didn't work out for them, and they went into kind of victim stancing mode and, well, you know, why didn't this work for me or poor me or whatever, you get to hear nearly 1,000 stories here, because I've interviewed somebody every single weekday since March of 2020 who have told you how they're doing it, and have talked about all the hard work and the sacrifice and so on and so forth that it takes to be able to build a business and even get started. And so with that being said, let's jump into today's show. All the way from Idaho, Dan Shurtleff. What's going on, my friend?
Not much. How are you doing today, Dave?
Good, brother. Good. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I'm not really, I wasn't real pleased about it because I was scared and nervous, but and then I also figured I really don't have anything profound to say to anybody. But about 20 minutes ago, I came up with the idea that even if I didn't have something profound to say, my story may resonate with somebody. And because there's probably more people in my shoes in Legendary Marketer than what's in the big dog shoes where everybody's making, you know, several thousand dollars a day. And also it came to my mind that even if I didn't say something profound, that between you and I, you would, and somebody needed to hear something from this interview today. So That's why I came on here. So that's kind of lead in.
Well, that's beautiful, brother, and I appreciate that. And you're right. There are many more people in the getting started phase of not only, you know, legendary in learning the skills to build a business online, but there's, you know, I would say that there's, I would almost call that also kind of the contemplative stage, you know, like it's like, can I do this? Should I do this? Maybe I've started in the challenge and I'm kind of, you know, battling my own limiting beliefs and I'm kind of asking myself, can I do this? It's sort of like an alcoholic who's been drinking for 20 years and is contemplating whether they want to get sober or not. It's kind of like somebody who's been contemplating going after anything in life, making a change. I think we spend a whole lot more time sort of contemplating it than anything. And then once we finally start taking action, at least this is what I've heard from interviewing nearly 1,000 people, is a lot of times we wish we would have started sooner, you know?
Right. Right. And that's when I seen this, because I'm always looking for something. And it's not because I'm happy where I'm at. Me and my wife, we're 6-figure earners. We're not broke. But we're just getting by. Even at, you know, I've always had a decent income. We have toys in the garage, you know, nice cars to drive. We go on vacation. So we're not by no means hurting. And any financial issues that we've had is 100% just because of crappy choices. But when I seen this, I actually, one of my friend's sisters was making these videos on Instagram, and I haven't seen her pages for months. And then all of a sudden she pops up and I watch a video and I'm like, but this is crazy, because I see people doing this stuff all the time and making money, but I have no idea how to do it. So you always, like you say, you're contemplating whether do I try to find out or do I just do it? So I sent her an email and I'm like, can I do this? And she's like, yeah, anybody can do this. It's literally the simplest thing to do, but you have to do it, you know? And I've heard that same thing over and over and over when I've listened to interviews, which I listen to at least 1.5 Wake Up Legendaries every day, because on my commute out to work. And it's the same thing every day. People are always telling us that the business does not work. You have to, you know, and yesterday I've been listening to a book the book says, it's not that we lack the ability to do something. We lack the strategic moves to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, Legendary happened to be the thing that gave me a strategic move. But then beyond that, now that I have the moves, I have to do it. It's not going to do it for itself. Even though I've already got all the tools, I still have to work it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And thank you so much for your honesty, you know, about going back to just something that you said a moment ago, which was I make 6 figures, but I still, you know, have a difficult time getting by. I don't know about you, but I've heard that, you know, over and over and over again. You ain't the first person who I've heard say that. I mean, after interviewing nearly 1,000 people and talking to thousands more inside this community, you know, that's the situation that Americans are in right now. And that's one of the reasons why Legendary Marketer has taken off the way that it has over the past 4 years, especially since the pandemic, is that, you know, before the pandemic, you know, I think most people were sort of coasting and, you know, living a rather, you know, normal life. I mean, finding, you know, groceries, inflation, gas, everything hadn't surged out of control, and in sources of income hadn't essentially vaporized and disappeared. Right. And so when the pandemic hit, one of the main reasons why Legendary took off was because suddenly people were stuck at home, they had no sources of income. They were waiting on the government to send them what ended up being a piddly $1,400 check, which is, you know, frustrating, because now we're back in, there's multiple wars that are going on around the world, and we're back to sending, you know, trillions of dollars to lots of different places. That can be frustrating as a American who's paid taxes for years and years and years. And when we had a war, essentially a crisis, we got a $1,400 check. And you know, you had to make under a certain amount of money to even get that check. Then all of a sudden, you know, everything surged. The supply chain broke down because nobody was, you know, driving or moving ships, and there was virus all over the place. And so now we're kind of just coming at, you know, it's still prevalent. I mean, we've still not recovered from that. The economy is still out of whack. Inflation is still looming. And so we've got people who are making six figures who are not able to, you know, there's more month at the end of the money. And so it's a problem, and people are looking for alternative sources of income, not just somebody like you who's making six figures and driving, but also we've got doctors, we've got teachers, we've got accountants. I mean, we've got pastors, we've got all kinds of people from all walks of life who may have traditionally or typically never been really open to, you know, you said that you always got your hands in something. Well, I can relate to that. I'm a business opportunity seeker too. I'm always looking for opportunity as well. But we got a lot of people in our community who would have never looked outside of the box for something, but they are now, and they're failing forward doing this. Some are having extraordinary success. Some are just kind of learning, but we're in a different place. And I just want to validate anybody who's listening to this, who all of a sudden the income that you made that you maybe were comfortable on for years in the past, or a job that you maybe were comfortable at for years in the past, and now suddenly you're feeling burnout and there's more month at the end of the money, you're not alone. You know, you said it now courageously and vulnerably. Thank you for that. But I also hear it on a daily basis, and you do too if you listen to the show.
Yep.
So thanks for that. That's, you know, that's huge to be able to come on here. That's what this show is about. It's about honesty and vulnerability, and it's about talking about what really it takes to, which is self-honesty first and foremost. You know, I think our pride, us as men, you know, we don't want to, it's hard to be new at something, right, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's difficult, especially when you don't know a damn thing about what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of other things that you probably knew a little bit more than online marketing. What in the hell brought you here to want to start something, or made you feel open to the idea to start something that you did have to be new at, that you did have to swallow your pride for, that you did have to set your ego aside and say, I don't want my ego to be bigger than my bank account. When again, you could have maybe done something that would have been less vulnerable and been less of a risk. What attracted you to this? And maybe how is this different than other things you've tried or started, or maybe opportunities that you've done in the past?
Well, the what originally attracted me to this, like I said, is I've always had TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever it is now, Facebook. But I didn't get those things until I got divorced from my first wife. And so then all of a sudden I have this time, instead of being at home with my family and I am sitting in a truck stop somewhere, you know, and trying to occupy my time. Well, I see these people literally making, you know, who knows how much money just dancing on screen or whatever. And I'm like, I can't figure this stuff out. So when I seen Breezy doing this, I'm just like, holy cow, she's doing exactly what I've always seen other people doing. And she says she's making money. So I asked her, and she's like, yeah, I made a certain amount of money in just 4 months. And I'm like, well, that's not nothing, you know? So, and I've been in network marketing before, and you always in our area, Salt Lake, or Utah and Idaho, I mean, it seems like network marketing, if there's one come out, it comes out here, or yeah, it's here quick, because there's very much family oriented businesses. And that's where, like you've said, when you have lotions and potions to sell, guess who gets to buy them? My aunts, uncles, cousins, grandma. But you can only tell them so many times, like, oh my gosh, I need to make my points this week. And, but all that aside, I'm not trying to down those businesses, because I really believe any of them work if you work them.
Work them. Yeah.
But they just weren't for me. I just couldn't go and do that over and over and over in the face-to-face and on the phone. And I remember a Wake Up Legendary where you're like, can you imagine where if I have someone see my video a million times in direct marketing, how many times I would have to literally repeat myself over and over and over to get somebody to hear about my lotion a million times. And when I seen this, I mean, it's already been in my mind all the time that, oh, I can figure, you know, this out because some teenage punk just figured out how to make $1 million unwrapping a video game and playing it for 10 minutes, you know? So I can surely come up with something. I mean, I'm 48 years old. I've lived life. I've done things. I have experience, but turns out it's not so easy. You know, you pull your camera up and you're like, I don't know what to do. So, but when I seen Breezy doing it, I clicked on her link, went in, and I said, no, it's $7. Immediately, I'm like, $7, man. There's got to be more to it than that. But no, I got $7. You know, I cash money. I'll throw that down, you know. So I did. And then I when I watched a video you made, and I guess this is where it really got serious for me, because the more I watched you and the more I heard your story and realized that you were just average – messed up, typical American, but you grabbed your bootstraps and you pulled yourself together. I'm always rooting for the underdog. I love an underdog story, and you got one. And to top it all off, I grew up, I was raised, my mom took off when I was about 4 years old, 5 years old. So we was left with dad, which I don't mean that. That's a great thing. When dad did everything he could, but he was busy, work, work, work. And we just lived next door to my grandparents. So we spent tons of time with grandpa and grandma. Well, 1916, 1917 is when they were born. So I was raised by old school people. I was raised more like my dad is rather than by my dad. And I was taught that there's no contract. A contract is only as good as the person who signs it. And also a handshake is my bond. And you said those exact words. When you said my handshake is my word, I'm like, this guy is, I'm in. I'm with this guy. Whatever he's doing, I want to get involved. And so then I took the, you know, I started going through the 15-day challenge, and then I got Ludwig is my business advisor from Santiago, Chile. Super good dude. Was going through all that, and then it gets to the point where you have the blueprints. And I tell my wife, I said, well, there's the upsell. And I learned the upsell through the challenge. I'm like, we're done. That's it. I had all this big hopes of following Dave and Dave's program and getting educated by somebody that had nothing and now has something to show and offer. And I'm like, I don't have the money. And then I literally had on my desk right next to the computer a late notice for my house payment. I missed my house payment. And when you do that, I mean, my credit immediately took 100 points dive. Then, of course, my mortgage company is there. They don't know what's going on. So they're just like, you better get your act together, kid, right now. And so I have this blueprint purchase. I have a house payment that's literally $100 more than what the blueprint is, and a picket payment. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And I started talking to my wife about this and back and forth with my wife. She's like, yeah, whatever, you know, go ahead, you know, see what you want to do. But that was at the $7, you know. Then then we get to the blueprints, and I'm like, I got to tell her that we're out. So yeah. She started watching a couple of videos, and she come home from work and she goes, I don't know how we don't do this. How do we not get involved with Legendary? And I'm like, how? And so, you know what? I've listened to Cashflow Quadrant 100 times. I've read it a few times. And I started thinking different, because instead of saying we can't, we said, how? How do we make this work? Hmm. Well, I happened to follow a guy that was, I did cryptocurrencies, and I started buying Bitcoin when it was like $100 a coin. Never did it right because I don't have any Bitcoin right now that it's over 70,000. But I did make close to 20 grand on Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. And it turns out that the guy I was following, he got his start through Legendary, which I didn't know until later on. But anyways, aside from that, it came to my mind, you can cash out your crypto, you can pay your house payment, you can make that picket payment, and then you got enough to do Legendary. And so I did. I did those things. I cashed out on crypto. I lost a little bit of money on it, especially now that it skyrocketed right now. But I can sit there and look at the value that I would have had I kept my crypto in. But I know crypto is going to crash again. I know it's going to go up and down. What I got going for me when I took my money from crypto and I invested in myself through Legendary, I bought an education that won't go away. I can give it away, but it will never leave me. And it goes right in with what I've been raised to believe. Once something has value, it speaks for itself. You don't have to speak for it. And this is where I find I am with Legendary. It became my strategic move. It became my education to give me all that information that how can I make money and do these funnels? I never heard of funnels. I never heard of email campaigns, none of that before Legendary. And now I have, even if Legendary was to go away today, I'm not worried about my financial future because of what I've learned and what I can continue to learn. And in fact, just Monday, I started going back to the blueprints because I'm like, hey, I'm missing something. So I don't go looking outside for anything else. I'm a loyal dog if I get pet, and I feel like I've been getting plenty of pets on that. And so I'm staying on the porch here and I'm doing everything I need to do to get where I need to go because I go back to those blueprints. I go back to the strategies that's been laid out in front of me.
Man, brother, I got a few hats here going on. I think I need a triple hat. This, I mean, holy freaking DDT in the house. You're speaking to everybody with this story because we are all faced with a similar decision when we start any venture or any educational process. I know so many people who thankfully get a chance to make a decision about their education in their after their brain has fully developed, which you are, did you say 48? Thank God you're getting a chance to be able to make an adult decision about what you want to do with your money at 48 instead of what I believe is the most predatory practice that happens in America, which is where our children who are just turning 18 are peer pressured into being, you know, essentially forced from not only family, but also counselors and teachers and everybody else who ask you where you're going to go to college. And at the, you know, very tender age of 18 years old, not only do they take out, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in unforgivable student loan debt, very often for a degree in a career path that they don't actually end up using or feeling passionate about once their brain fully does develop. But on top of that, they're dealing with credit card applications and everything else, again, right as soon as they turn 18. And so, you know, that's a lot to deal with when your brain isn't fully developed. And science tells us that the brain isn't fully developed until about 24 or 25 years old. And so each one of us as an adult, as, you know, having a fully developed brain, not to say we haven't burned a few brain cells, but with a fully developed brain, we get to make a choice about, you know, what do we want to do with our lives? How do we want to learn? Do we want to stay where we're at? Or do we want to learn new skills to get new places? And when I got clean from drugs and alcohol in 2008, I was told if nothing changes, nothing changes. You know, if you want something that you've never had, you got to do something that you've never done.
Right.
And so maybe for some of you, and I don't care for those of you who are listening, I've said this over and over and over and over again on Wake Up Legendary. I've said it over and over and over again in anywhere I'm speaking. I don't care whether somebody spends money at Legendary Marketer to learn these skills, or you go get them from Guru Bob, or YouTube University. Honestly, I really think that if you're serious about, if you want to make more money and you want to have more options for your future, you should learn digital marketing. You should understand how the internet and technology works. That doesn't mean you need to be a software developer. It doesn't mean you need to be a computer scientist. I'm not talking about building computers. I'm talking about marketing and how things are sold in business and e-commerce is done on the internet. Because the majority of things that you're clicking in videos that you're watching are from people who do have a financial incentive involved. They are either getting paid to post videos on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or they're selling something that when you click that link, they earn a commission, or they're selling their own course, coaching program, or event, or they've got a physical product and they're drop shipping that. Every time you purchase, they're sending it or having it sent to you from a warehouse, similar to what Amazon does. That economy that is happening out there on the internet, which is this invisible thing that we're on right now on these computers and phones, is what is driving not only so much of our commerce today, but it's also absolutely the future of where so much of there's so much opportunity there. You know, it's yes, we're still going to have oil. Yes, we're still going to have construction. Yes, we're still going to have lawyers and doctors and things like that. But even so many of those professionals are bringing their services on to telehealth and virtual health and webinars and things of that nature. So, my friends, whether you decide to invest your money to learn these skills here at Legendary, or whether you decide to go somewhere else and learn them, I'd encourage you to at least expose yourself to this information. So at least when you're on the internet, you know what the hell's happening. And you can have a choice as to whether you want to try to participate in that economy. Now, back to the blueprints and kind of going through our challenge. You know, some people think that our challenge, you know, there's these hidden upsells and so forth that we have in the blueprints and the challenge. But the truth of the matter is that the thinking behind the challenge, and I don't believe that that's what you were insinuating, the thinking behind the challenge is that for those of you who have absolutely no money and no options, you can learn an incredible amount in just the $7 challenge. That challenge was created for you to have an introduction to selling information online, not only affiliate marketing, but the entire core four business models that we teach here, which are the four ways to sell information online: courses, coaching, events, or do affiliate marketing. And so if you have not a single another dime and no options to your name, please remember, for those of you watching, you can get a foundational understanding of how to build a digital business the way that we teach it inside of the 15-day challenge. Now, for those of you who are also on the sidelines, who have not gotten started like Dan, also remember that the reason why we built this the way that we did is because the $7 challenge is sort of like an appetizer. It gives you a few days. We don't introduce the blueprints until day five. It gives you a few days to cool down, to actually decide whether this is something that you're serious about. And then we have four blueprints that retail for $2,500, and we make you a special offer through the challenge that you can get all four of those blueprints for the price of one, plus some other bonuses. Okay, we make that special offer. It's a time-limited sort of fast start new customer offer. We do that similar to so many other businesses out there who give you an opportunity to get a discount, a first-time customer discount, something of that nature. It's a very common marketing practice. I know that $2,500 is a stretch for those of you who are serious and do want to enroll in the blueprints, but if we look at some of the other things that we've bought from a larger perspective, such as some of you who have maybe invested in education in a university, if you think about it, the amount of value that we're delivering, a decade and a day workshop where we teach you how to go into a different niche every other Friday. There's actually one happening right now. 2 live coaching calls Monday through Friday. Curriculum that's updated and refreshed with no additional upcharge. We just completely revamped the digital products blueprint and did not charge a single dime to completely reconstruct that and bring that back into a more relevant perspective for 2024. I mean, I don't know any university. I don't know any other education company that's offering that much value. We're actually, in a sense, losing money by not pushing more for some sort of subscription or some sort of ongoing payment to remain an active member of the blueprints. And so I think sometimes also for those of us coming through, just because we've not ever started a business before, we don't really consider that, hey, if I want to start an entire business, most traditional businesses, I may need some education, but I'm also going to need some tools, trucks, kitchen equipment, depending on the business that I go into. And you probably know that as well, Dan, from some of the other things that you've done, some of your trucking businesses and so forth in the past as well. Can you speak to the total cost of what it takes to get started in this business, honestly, compared to some of the other businesses that you have started in the past, specifically some of your more traditional businesses, I think that you said you had done in the trucking industry?
Yeah, for sure. And before I start, but thank you for clearing that up, because I didn't mean to or intend to ever devalue any program that's available here, because the value you get is way beyond, especially when you, I mean, I've never been billed for all the LUD services, and LUD is contacting me all the time, and Joanne is giving emails all the time. I mean, all that stuff comes with it. You just cannot get enough value. It's like when I think, oh, I've got everything I can get from Legendary. Nope, the next day I get something else. LUD gets a hold of me, or an email gets a hold of me, or there's always something.
You're not devaluing anything. There are people who are trying to devalue us out in the marketplace right now.
And shame on it.
I mean, that we've even got a news, a nationally known newscast show that's wanting to do a story on us based on a couple, you know, a handful of people who had an alleged negative experience here. And the truth is that, you know, compared to the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that have come through and taken our 15-day challenge, it's what I call the freckle on the pimple of a gnat's ass. You're always going to have a few disappointed people or people who had unrealistic expectations, or maybe some of our marketing needed to be adjusted, and we're constantly working on doing that and working with our affiliate partners to make sure that they're not using misleading marketing or anything like that. But the truth is that there's no, you can't, the value that's been delivered here over the past 7 years and that continues to be delivered is uncontested. It's unmatched. It's just, but it does boil back to what you've said the entire show, which I love, which is it doesn't work unless you do the work. But back to your, you know, my question about kind of helping people get an understanding of what it, you know, this in terms of the barrier to entry and some of the cost, your funnel cost, your autoresponder cost, if you choose to invest in education compared to a traditional business.
Well, if you went into the trucking business right now, you go buy a brand new truck, and we're talking, you know, let's just say a Peterbilt truck. You go buy a brand new Peterbilt truck with the owner operator specs, you're going to be $200,000 just for the truck. And then now you got to buy the trailer, depending on what kind of trailer, your flatbed, cattle, reefer, you're immediately in $50,000 to $150,000 for the trailer, depending on what you get. And now you can't even operate until you go and do your, you got to get federal license. You have to pay $550 every year per vehicle to the federal government just to get permission to license your truck through the state government. So once you take them that stamp and go and say, hey, I got it, now they apportion you through all the states, And then you pay out $2,000 or $3,000 just to license your truck. Now you got to get insurance. Now you got to get your equipment. If you're a flatbedder, you got to get tarps, chains, binders, straps. Who knows what you got to get. You got to get all this stuff to get going, and you haven't even turned a wheel yet. And if that truck's wheels ain't making, you know, motion, you ain't making any money. That's just the bottom line. And then once you get everything going, you have to be gone.
Yeah.
And it's a crappy job.
Then you're always gone from home, right?
You're gone.
And you're back. You're back in that self-employed situation. You mentioned the cash flow quadrant, where if you ain't working, you ain't making money. And working means you're away from home.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I had a lot of my videos reflect this, but my first marriage, I had three boys. And also three little girls. Well, all three of those little girls passed away. Two were born dead with twins, and one died from cancer at 6 months old. Now, I don't tell that story to get anybody's I'm trying to get more comfortable telling that story because I want people to know I'm just real. I'm just a normal, average guy that suffers with stuff daily.
Yeah.
But my three older boys my oldest one's 30 years old and lives in Kansas City or outside in Independence, Missouri. And in a couple of weeks, I'm traveling over there to visit him. His little girl's having her first birthday on the 17th. So I'm going to go over and spend some time with my family, my oldest boy. But you know what? I never had a relationship with him until he was 17 years old. And me and his mother got divorced. And the other two boys are from the same mom, but I was gone. If I was home, we didn't have enough money to pay the bills. But if I was gone, I didn't have any time to spend with my family. So it was either you get money to live off of, or you stay home and eke out a living and you have nothing. Now, I don't care about having things, but you have to have money in your toolbox. I don't care what you're doing. Even people who live in the street have to have money. And that's the sad side of it. But ultimately, that's the truth. And being gone all the time, I end up losing my family. And some of them, they're gone. I don't get that back. So, excuse me. Now that my boys have kids, and I, when I come with my second marriage, I got another little boy. He was 11. I'm not going to lose that time now. And I got grandkids. I'm not giving that up. I'm not giving it up again. And I want to make sure that my boys don't have to give that up.
Yeah.
Because they don't need to make that sacrifice. And I pray to God every day that my kids are 10 times more successful, 10 times more happy. Everything that I have, give it to them 100 times more if it's good.
Yeah.
Because I don't want them to lose what I've lost, all chasing money. And now I have a way I can sit right here on this very couch and earn money that doesn't only just pay the bills, but it gives me the opportunity to create generational wealth.
Mm.
And I don't really care about the money. And I know everybody talks about the money, but we all know it's a tool to get what we want, to get what we need.
For sure.
And so, I mean, the value that you get from this compared to a value that you get from traditional businesses. I mean, I've invested a lot of time. I've been sacrificed over and over. And I come out at the end of the year, I still owe taxes. I still got to relicense my truck. I still got to go put $1,000 worth of fuel in it, which literally lasts me till tomorrow, you know? And it's ridiculous. And that's if you run one truck. Well, if you've got 10 trucks, some of these companies are running 20,000 trucks. The owners aren't, they're at home doing what they want to do or on a beach, but that's 20,000 men and women, not with their families.
Mm. Brother, the comments coming in for you, man. I've never seen so much love coming in for a guest and just to think this is in action right here, right now. This right here is turning your mess into a message, man. This right here is turning your fears and your struggles into your strengths. This is not only a great example of in 2024 how to share, how to create content. We're creating content right now. I mean, this is crazy because not only are you and I having a powerful conversation, but we're also creating content based on both of us sharing honestly, sharing vulnerably, and the feedback, the connection, the know, like, and trust factor, the comments that are coming in for you, brother, are just so supportive, so loving, so much identification, you know, so much ability to be able to relate. And, you know, what's fascinating, Michael says, I needed to hear this today. Thank you for your transparency, Dan. And I'm just sharing some of these comments up on the screen. Dan, I want you to go back and I want you to read them after the show, okay? So you can stay here with me. But, you are very relatable. Dan is the real deal. Wow, bud, I wasn't expecting this gold today. Inspiring, Dan. Oh, man, one of the best interviews so far. We can all do this. Wow, Dan, I knew you may surprise yourself today, and you absolutely gave so much to us today. I mean, the time's flying by, too. I'm just like, I feel like we're just getting started, you know?
Yeah, I can think of a million things that I want to say, but I mean, I don't want to feed the whole load to only one cow showed up. I don't need to feed the whole load to him.
No, brother, man, you got the herd's here, brother, for you. The herd is here for you, man. Not just one cow. Not only me. I'm one cow. The whole herd, man. The whole herd is here, brother. This is so many people's story. Awesome, Dan. Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing your story. Can't wait to see how your life transforms. Dan is built different. You're built different, my man.
There's Lud. Yeah. Good old Lud.
Oh, there's Lud right there. Your BPA. Yeah. Friends, that's our advisors right there. That's the people who we hook up and connect with our customers as they're going through the challenge, not only to guide them through the challenge, to answer questions, obviously to introduce our additional education if they feel it's a fit for them, but also to continue to support them and be around, be present even as they continue their journey. You know, when's the last time one of your college professors showed up and followed you and stayed in contact with you and was there at you know, to say hello in email or text or anything like that. That's why Legendary Marketer in the online school that we've built here is built different, just like you, Dan.
Sorry, Dave. While you're right there, I want to bring out that Legendary Marketer, I don't care what business you're in. I don't even care if it's your traditional job. How many times does the actual CEO or the one who created it, how many times are they in the trenches side by side with you? Because like you say, you eat your own cooking.
Yeah.
You're currently in the trench right now at this minute. You don't have to be. You could be anywhere in the world that you want to be, but where are you at? You're right here talking to somebody that you never met. That, like you say, I could have come on here and done or said anything and you would have to let me for a few minutes. But I don't care if you're in Amway or Quickstar or whatever you're in, just working for McDonald's or Amazon, you do not have the owners of the company working next to you. And you also do not have them teaching you, hey, this is where I was and this is where I'm going. And I'm telling you that step here, avoid that, come this way. You're going to get a landmine there. And that's literally what you and your team is doing. And I don't know that people understand the value that brings, that Jeff Bezos, like him, love him, I don't know. He's not sitting there giving you a step-by-step program of how do you become the next Amazon guru. He isn't. He might give you a good tips here and there and give you 1% of his, you know, you sell a paperclip and you get 1% of that. Whoop-de-doo. But do you know when you sell a blueprint or a high ticket here at Legendary, you literally, that's life-changing. Just that one sale. I don't need $40 or $40 million a year income. I want it. I don't need it. $500 a month, $1,000 a month, I need that. And so many people need that. So I'm telling you, anybody that's listening, if you're on the edge, I don't know what to do. Should I try this? Should I don't? Do it. You don't get any more value for this. I mean, this is the main squeeze right here. And if you're willing to follow the people who did it and are doing it and just do step-by-step, even all the way to down to here's how you form an LLC, call this guy. Here's a tax consultant. Get a hold of him. You literally just have to pay attention long enough to see which button to click and how to paste it on which page, and you can be successful at this. Yeah. And I do not see the other people doing that. And when I see Legendary not only in the trenches, but also saying follow this direction and you can be successful, and I know that I don't care, Dave, I'm pretty sure if I met you on the street that I can tell immediately that you're a person who cares about other people. Because if you weren't, we would be paying an up renewal every year for the blueprints. We would have paid for our upgraded blueprints. We didn't. That came to us as a gift from Legendary. And that right there shows that this company cares about helping people succeed. Financially, great, but life-changing every time if you listen.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, brother. That means a lot to me, especially coming from somebody as real as you who pulls no punches. There's no doubt about that. And man, you know, I have always, you go back and you go on a time machine 7 years ago. The reason why Legendary was even created was because I was in a network marketing company and we had done an incredible job of, we were selling these water machines, these water filtration machines using the internet marketing strategies. And we were inside of a hotel conference and, they didn't understand internet marketing. They were kind of threatened by it. Some of the other team leaders and so forth. And they badmouthed us and didn't make us feel welcome. And I just thought, man, I can't grow here, man. You know, I can't grow here. I got to have a place where people can be themselves, where we can share information freely, where people can feel safe to bring new strategies and have different ideas, where diversity is welcome, where we can have people from all walks of life, where we can have men and women treated equally, have the same opportunity to succeed, the same amount of stage time. Never did I know we'd have a nearly female-run operation here with so many amazing female leaders in successful students and so forth. Such a diverse team, people from all around the world, people from all colors, races, religions, sexual orientations, the whole deal inside of this community. Because it's not about what you look like. It's not about where you're from. It's only what you want to, what your problem is and how we can help. And we all have the same problem, which is we value our time. We value our freedom. We know that society will celebrate us to go and drive Uber all day. You know, we know that if we get a new job where we're driving a truck, society will celebrate that. We know that if we go take out $100,000 student loan loan and go back to school at 40 or 48, we know that society will celebrate that. We also know that if we, spend a few dollars or a few thousand dollars to get some education, to become an entrepreneur, to take a risk in the world of entrepreneurship and starting our own business, we'll likely be criticized, misunderstood, and our freedom is worth it. I think that's the common bond that we all have here, is that we aren't we aren't willing to settle for that mediocrity. As Jason says, it's bullshit mediocrity. It is, you know, it is. And in order to have something that you've never had, you got to do something that you've never done. You got to take a risk. You got to put your money where your mouth is. You got to sacrifice. You got to do something scary. It's not going to be handed to you. And anybody who starts with Legendary going through our education, anybody who goes anywhere, let me warn you, anything worth having is not going to be easy.
No.
But you better get used to putting in the work, because if you're going to make it successful, you're going to have to work it. Yes. And you know what? It's not oftentimes the destination that's the greatest thing, because I haven't arrived to the destination yet. I don't know what the destination looks like, but the journey has been amazing, man. Yeah. And the journey for me has been the same exact journey that you're on, which is being scared shitless when I started. I mean, when I started, brother, and this is why I have a difficult time having a lot of sympathy for people who have a hard time making tough decisions and making sacrifices, because when I was working construction, I sold my truck for $1,000 to float me in my business so I could keep working at it for a few more weeks and keep on trying to be successful. I literally sold my damn truck because I was like, hey, I'm burning the bridge, man.
Yeah.
And I got witnesses, all my everything, every story that I tell is all backed up by multiple people you can interview and talk to. My parents, I've got pictures of it. This is what created who I am, is these tough decisions that I make. These are the things that make you who you are, that set you up for success, making these tough decisions. And I think that's been lost a little bit in today's generation. You know, everybody is wanting to be coddled, is wanting to be spoon-fed to them. When the truth of the matter is, that may be how it's done in the public school system when you're getting ready to be a factory worker and work for somebody else for the rest of your life. But if you want to be the one signing the checks, you need to develop some calluses on your ass. And on your hands and on your feet and on your heart, right? Yes. Because you're going to have to make tough decisions. You're going to have to get down to your last dollar and ask yourselves, are we shutting down the business, or are we going to do something, extraordinary in order to keep the doors open to see another day? You know, business is like war in a sense.
Yeah.
This country was built on this kind of stuff. And I know you can go to Harvard, or I know you can go to some of these, prestigious universities in order to get a business degree. But the truth of the matter is everybody can't afford that.
No.
In America,
it's not on our plates.
America was built on business owners and great entrepreneurs and people who made sacrifices. And so that's what this is about. That's what this is about. And that's why I stay closely connected. That's why I keep doing this, because this fires me up. This is who I am. I did come from nothing. And I like to still operate and live like I got nothing. Not to say that I'm living in a cardboard box, but it's the mentality.
Yeah.
I'm not resting. I'm not entitled. I'm not waiting for somebody to do something for me. I know I got to go out there and get it. I know if I want to have a business that succeeds long into the future, I got to show up every day. I got to build culture. I got to give people a reason to respect me and be loyal to me. I can't, that respect is not given. It's earned. It's earned after nearly 1,000 episodes of showing up and talking to customers for 4 years straight. It's not just given. So that's why I stay doing what I do, Dan, and I love it, and I'll never stop, brother. I don't think I'll ever retire, because this fires me up. It's not about the destination, friends. Those of you who are, looking for the big million-dollar mountain, man, fall in love with the journey. Fall in love with the process. Fall in love with being an underdog. I'm an underdog. I got new battles to fight right now, and I'm taking them head on. I'm telling you, man, I got a lot of forces of you know, I got a lot. We're getting bigger over the pandemic. We became very successful. We had a lot of things going on. We had a lot of people promoting our courses. We got news stations here who are trying to, you know, smear our names. And it just fires me up, baby. It just fires me up because you know what? It's the journey, man. It's the journey that fires me up. It's the journey. It's the learning lessons. It's the mistakes. It's the failing forward. It's the being able to live to tell the story another day.
Yes.
That's what life's about, man. And you know, your legacy, Dan, for your children is not going to be what you leave them financially. That's not what it's going to be like for me either. I've seen way too many kids who the minute the parents die, they were going to carry that business or that property or that real estate, that legacy on. They sold that shit as soon as the parents died. The legacy is what you leave them in terms of what you share with them, the knowledge, the experience, the stories, the honesty. It'd be more valuable for me to die broke and for me to tell my kids, if you want to build a business in your future, you better get honest. You better get ready to work your ass off, and you better never ask anybody who works with you or for you to do anything that you ain't willing to do.
For sure. 100%. 100%. I'm throwing my hat. Yeah. And that's exactly how I was raised. Hard work. And it back then, I mean, my grandfather went to eighth grade and quit. And I said, why didn't you graduate high school? I was going to have a farm and a ranch. I didn't need anything. By the eighth grade, I had all the education I needed to be a successful farmer and rancher, because the rest of it was hands-on learning. Well, my grandpa worked hard, and you know, he bought a 100-plus acre farm with the house and a barn and everything. $16,000 in 1951 is how much he paid for that. And he almost lost it several times. And just to put that in perspective, I bought a new pickup last summer and my down payment was over $20,000 just for a pickup. My grandpa bought an entire 100 acres with a house and a barn and corrals for $16,000 and almost lost it. Mm-hmm. The hard work puts you through that. And he always taught me, work hard, work hard, work hard. But when I grew up, I didn't know you could work hard doing something else. I didn't know you could work hard for 3 to 5 hours a day and make money that was even unheard of back when my grandpa was a young man. But like I say, I don't care about the money, because I have another quick part of being real with you. My dad just got put on hospice yesterday. Oh, he's been fighting colon cancer for 4 years. It was spread into his liver. His liver did its job, filtered his blood, and then he got colon cancer in his liver. Mm. Dad is actively dying right now. We spend time with him. But do you know how many times my dad's brought up, I wish I would have spent or made more money. I wish I would have been at my job more. Not once. Not one time has dad brought up, I wished I had more time to work. I wished I had more time with my boss that was a complete asshole. I wish I would have been on the road just a little bit longer, because I got trucking in my blood because my dad did it. My grandpa did it. We all trucked. They trucked locally. I trucked over the road. But he did not mention, man, I wish I could go do that some more. And he loves trucking. He loves equipment. We have backhoes and excavators and things like that. Those things are things that he loves, and the cattle and the horses and all this stuff. But you know what he said? I'm not scared to die. I'm just scared to be gone from you guys. I want to spend more time. That's the word, more time with my family. And by damn, people, money will give you that time. Money will buy that time for your family. And if you think that you can do it any other way, I'm all ears. Mm. Because if I had another tool to put in my box that I could get time, I could get all that stuff for me and my family, I'd take it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how you spend it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, if it was selling hot dogs on the corner, if it was, I mean, for me, you know, I mean, it, hopefully the corner of my own house, right? Because the idea is we want to spend more time with our family. Again, yes. I'm so sorry to hear about your father. You know that I almost lost my father last year as well. And that was one of the scariest times, most difficult times. He did pull out of that. He's not the same. It's a very slow recovery after a very difficult, complicated heart surgery. But brother, your dad has left you the greatest legacy, again, that he could leave you. And it is what he did that you saw him do, and what he never said, which is exactly what you just told us, which is he never said that he wished he had more time with the boss. And that gives you a North Star, man. It gives us all a North Star, right? Yeah. It gives us all a North Star because it is so easy to get so caught up. America is all about status and career and all this climbing the corporate ladder. And what college did you go to that you can put on your resume and try to impress us? Well, guess what? We're not impressed by that. Tell me how much time you spent with your family. Tell me about your relationship with your kids. Tell me about tell me about what you're working towards to have more time with your family. That's what impresses those of us at Legendary Marketer. Not your credentials, not your fancy college degrees, not how much time you spent at the office, not your big status, not your big title somewhere.
Right.
And your dad gave us that North Star, man, because, you know, he just, and sometimes as we get older, things do come in perspective. And if we can get that perspective when we're younger, that's the greatest gift that we can ever get. And, yes. And by paying attention to what your dad's either saying or not saying right now is such a great gift for you that you're going to be able to talk with your kids, your boys, and share that and talk about that. And that'll be a wonderful legacy that you leave. And I'm happy for you that you get to experience what you're experiencing right now through the eyes and through the heart that you have, brother. It's big, it's beautiful. And I'm honored to know you. Thanks for your time this morning, man. Come back and see me. This was one of the best episodes we've ever done. And I thank God that you said yes to coming on.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate everything that you guys do, your integrity, your courage. You're willing to reach out to us, guys like me, who really, we need you guys. And we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, you let me know if there's any way that I can help you, brother. You can always reach me at dave@legendarymarketer.com. That's my personal email address. And I'm saying that to you right here, right now, Dan, but I'm also saying that out loud on the show because I am also only an email away. Our whole team is only an email away. You want to get a hold of Joanne, it's joanne@legendarymarketer.com. You want to submit a support ticket, it's support@legendarymarketer.com. Come to an event if anybody, you know, if those of you who can make it and hang out with me and us, you'd be amazed by how approachable we make ourselves. I mean, please don't put me up on a pedestal. I want to shake a hand and have a conversation just like the next guy. And that's what I enjoy about this community is that it is a community. I don't call it a family because, you know, the truth is that you're doing this because of your family, you know,
right.
We are a community, man. We are a village. And sometimes it takes a village, right? It takes a village to raise a kid. Sometimes it takes a village to, you know, support me on my journey to doing something that can be a little scary, that can be difficult. And that's where this community comes in. And thank you all for your support, your amazing comments, Dan. I hope you get a chance to go back and read some of these, brother, because they will hopefully lift you up. And I hope that you feel the way about yourself that all of us feel about you. We're just impressed.
Thank you.
Inspired, brother, by you. Okay. And thank you to your wonderful wife, who I said earlier as well, hanging out and being supportive and wonderful and loving towards you as well. You guys are wonderful. Let us know how we can continue to support and come back and see me on the show in the near future. Okay, brother?
You bet. I will. Thank you so much. And thanks, everybody, for your comments.
Talk to you soon, my brother.
See ya.
All right, my friends. Wow, what an episode. You can find and follow him over on Instagram at sure_way to success. Sure, S-H-U-R underscore way to success. Golly, holy smokes, you know. He's over on TikTok as well at Dan Shurtliff, D-A-N-S-H-U-R-T-L-I-F-F. What an episode, my friends. I mean, what an episode. Wow. And what stands out to me is just the fact that, you know, sometimes we're so close to, and we, so many of us are in this mindset that we don't have something amazing and valuable to offer and to give. And, you know, I hope Dan is blown away by himself today. I certainly am blown away by him, by his story, his knowledge, his vulnerability, his honesty, his ability to be able to communicate and articulate his feelings, and his thoughts, and his attitude, his perspective about all of this. You know, there was an unbelievable amount to learn, unbelievable amount of wisdom in his words. And this is going to be an episode that we are going to encourage everybody to go back and take a listen to. You can listen to the replay either right here on the Facebook page, or you can go and listen to the audio, which will strip down and upload on the major podcast platforms. Just search Wake Up Legendary and you can listen to those. Seriously, this is a guy that is worthy of a re-listen 1, 2, 3 times, just because there were so many little nuggets and so many powerful perspectives. I also hope that Dan has a chance to go back and read these comments. I want to thank you all for being so present and tuned into this episode and being so encouraging and compassionate and supportive and also responsive and engaging with how you've been inspired by his words this morning. I know I am. I'm going to be processing them, and they're going to carry me through the weekend. I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to be able to connect, and thank you all for your trust in us and in me. To, you know, a high school dropout, for God's sakes, you're looking at and allowing me to have a small part in your education and in your journey here of starting. For many of you, what ends up being a new career path. For some of you, it just ends up being a unique and inspiring experience. For others, yeah, you do nothing, you get no results. I mean, that is what it is. Man, it's just an honor to be a part of all of your journeys. So thank you for trusting me, trusting us. And once again, thanks, Dan, for his time this morning. It was not much to say about. It's hard to articulate how I feel about this interview this morning. It was truly a blessing to be in his presence this morning and also to have that conversation. So thank you all for listening. We'll see you back here on Monday for another episode. If you want to get started, go to legendarymarketer.com/enroll. Okay. And if you want to get a text message reminder when we go live on Monday, text WUL to 813-296-8553. Get out of here, my friends. Peace.